This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You will see a lot of differences. You will see ikhtilaf left and right. You will see people calling to us in things that we may not know, and some of it we know and we are familiar with. People are calling to ikhtilaf. You have to follow this person, and you have to follow that individual. And we abandon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. If you indeed love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow me. Follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَمَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. And whoever obeys the messenger of Allah, he indeed obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى وَإِنْ تُطِيعُهُ تَهْتَدُوا. And if you follow him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will be guided. وَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. In so many different ayat in the Quran. So many different ayat. وَاتَّبِعُهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. Follow Rasulullah. Follow him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But nowadays, ya ikhwati fillah, we start following individuals. And I say, you say, oh, if my wife touches me, I lose my wudu. Another person says, no. As a matter of fact, you can lie down with your wife and dress and your wudu is intact. As'alukum billah. Explain this to a new Muslim. Tell this new Muslim, my deen is that apart. That one is telling you by touching your wife accidentally you lost your wudu. The other one is saying, no, you can lie, be with your wife as long as there is not actual sexual intercourse, your wudu is intact. Do you think Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will leave us in this confusion? Do you think one of us will say this is halal and this is haram? In the same subject, explain to new Muslim. لا يا إخوتي في الله. Rasulullah did not leave us in that state of confusion. It is us who are putting ourselves in this. We have a hadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we say, no, this is my madhab. I told one of the people, I said, subhanallah, the correct way of making wudu is you take the water and you take one scoop of water, some for your mouth and some for your nose at one shot. You don't do three and three. This is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari Muslim. You know what he said? He said, wait. And he called the imam of his madhab. And he comes back. And he said, if my imam doesn't know, the hadith doesn't exist. I said, subhanallah. Aqulu laka fi sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim. And you're telling me, your imam, you know what we're doing in reality? Rasulullah makes a statement and we say, ya Rasulullah, wait. Ya Abu Hanifa, what do you think what he said? That's what we're doing in reality. We say, ya Rasulullah, wait, I love you, I respect you. Shafi'i, should I agree with him? Malik, should I agree with him? This is with our own action. This is how we are doing. But in reality, ya ikhwati fillah, if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something, we should say, sami'na wa ata'na. When Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, as a young man, he objected to the statement of Abu Huraira. And Abu Huraira said, Ya Ibn Akhi, أقول لك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وتقول لي أنا يا ابن أخي إذا حدثتك عن رسول الله فلا تضرب له الأمثال. He said, oh my nephew, I'm telling you Rasulullah said this and you're giving me your views and your opinions. Oh my nephew, when I tell you about Rasulullah, do not use your intellect. When you say we hear and we obey. As from the hadith is authentic, and from the books of Ahl Sunnah, Bukhari and Muslim, you should not say anything but sami'na wa ata'na. Because we love Rasulullah, and Allah said in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you truly love me, then follow me sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what Rasulullah, what did he say? فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَصَيَرَ إِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. إِخْتِلَاف. How many groups do we have? How many madhahibs do we have? Did Umar Maliki? Was Ali al-Shafi'i? Was Abu Bakr al-Siddiq Laythi? None of that. They all follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, Ya ikhwati fillah, fa'alaykum bisunnati. In this situation, when you see differences and khilaf among the ummah, when Ali is saying, I'm right, and Sa'id is claiming that he is right, and Muhammad is saying, I'm right, abandon all this and hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of Khulafa'i Rashid, Abu Bakr wa Umar wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali radiyallahu anhu, the Khulafa'i Rashidin. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adhu alayhim bin nawaj, yani bite that with your back teeth. Don't just say it's a sunnah. No, bite it with your back teeth. Hold on to that, because this is the success. What Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, my ummah, my nation, will differ into 73 different sects. The Sahaba qalu ya Rasulullah. He said, except to one, they would be saved. Qalu ya Rasulullah. Describe that group to us. We don't want to know about the other 72 sects. We want to know that group. You know what he said to them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They are upon ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. They are upon what I am on and my companions. My sunnah and the sunnah of my companions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. And then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa iyyakum wa muhdathat al-umur. Be aware of the matters that has been introduced to the ummah. The new thing, new practices, new additional, new that we add, we inherited from our forefathers, or from sometimes from the Christians, or from Dawla al-Fatimiyya, or from different Shia sects. No. إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحْدَثَاتِ الْأُمُورِ فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every innovation is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah leads individual to Jahannam wal iyadu billah. المبتدع يا إخوتي في الله أحد ثلاثة. A person who follows a bid'ah. And by the way, if you read even the books of the people before us, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the gates of mercy and the gates of repentance to the people, the followers of Iblis got very sad, very concerned. And Iblis told them, I will make them commit that they will never a sin. I will make them commit a sin that they will never make tawbah from. They say, what is it? Qala al-ibtida. Innovation. I will beautify innovation for them. And a person would think that he's doing ibadah, but in reality, he's purchasing his land elsewhere other than Jannah. Elsewhere other than Jannah. مُبْتَدِي حَدَ الثَّلَاثَ يَا إِخْوَةِ فِي اللَّهِ. A person who practices or does innovation is one of three men. One, either he thinks that he is standing the place and the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he can do tashri' himself. And this is very dangerous. Very dangerous. Because he would add himself among the shuraka alladhina shara'u min ad-din ma lam ya'dhan bihi Allah. And that is very dangerous. Or he thinks that Islam is incomplete. And this is very dangerous also. Because Allah stated, "Al-yawm akmaltu lakum dinakum." Today I have perfected your religion for you. Or he thinks that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not convey the whole message. And he hid some of it from us. Therefore, this mubtadi', he's saying this is what Rasul did not tell you, so I'm giving you new way that will bring you closer to Allah. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no khair except that I led you to. And there is no evil except that I warn you against. So be careful. Allah, Allah, ya ikhwati fillah. Don't say this is the 15th of Sha'ban. This is the night of Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. This is a celebration of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If any of these existed, then the first person to practice would be Rasulullah and the Khulafa al-Rashideen and the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah is clear about this. So fear Allah concerning your deen. And ittaqullah. Allahumma azzil Islam wal-Muslimin wa adhil al-kafir.